The Mishnah in Brachas and different Mishnais records a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding the Zman of Shachris, the Zman of Mincha, and the Zman of Ma'ariv, a Musaf. The Zman of Shachris, Tfilah Shachris, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is up until Dalet Shoas, into one third of the day, and if you missed it, you missed it. You can daven Shachris afterwards, and we don't pasken like that. We pasken, and you can daven Mincha up until Chatzos. But the more correct Zman for Tfilas HaMincha is up until Dalet Shoas. In fact, the Kesa Mishnah raises the question how to read the Rambam of davening Shachris after Dalet Shoas. Is that Betoris Tashlumen? Really, the correct, we really hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the Zman to daven Shachris is by Dalet Shoas. And if b'shoigeg ba'oinus, you didn't daven shachris by then there's a din of tashlumin. So if it's already higia, let's say a person didn't daven mincha, now it's zman ma'ariv. So he has to first daven ma'ariv shmon esrei and then say the tashlumin for mincha that he missed. If it's after dalet shoas, there is no next zman tefila. There is no other tefila to daven. So that's why you can daven the shmon esrei of shachris. That's a tashlumin for the correct zman. But let's say b'mezid, I know that in this shul they start davening Shachris on Shabbos at 11 o'clock. So then b'mezid there is no tashlumin. Or do you say no, that the ikazman Shachris is really up until Dalet Shoas, and that b'dievid, even if you did it b'mezid, you can be yotzei the mitzvah shalom b'shlei Musa of davening Shachris up until Chatzos. So that's two pshatim how to read the Rambam. Is that it's only tashlumin, b'toras tashlumin, and it's only if, that's what it sounds in the Rambam, only if shogag, or nenas, and he didn't dam shachris by dalet shoas, do we permit him to dam shachris later with Torah Tashlam? So I'll call upon him, there's a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda in the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda holds as man shachris only up until dalet shoas. Musaf?
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can dam in mincha after like dalet shoas?
No, you can't, no.
But you
can
still go to
tashlam. After dam first mincha, and then make the tashlam, yeah. Correct. Then Musaf is also Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda in the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only daven Musaf till the end of Zayin Shoas, an hour after Chatzos, and the Chachamim disagree that Tfilas HaMasofim is Kol Hayom, but if he postpones davening Musaf till later, after Zayin Shoas, Nikra Poshea. Once a year in many shuls, they daven Musaf way after Zayin Shoas, that's on Simchas Torah, and a lot of shuls, they spend so much time on the Hakofis that they miss this Mana Musaf. So the Gemara says, Nikra Pasher, that's not proper. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva where he complains, there's a small volume called Ho'elef L'cho Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Kluger had a grandson who was named after him, Rav Shlomo Kluger, and he abridged over 1,000 tshuvas by his grandfather. It's called around 1,200 tshuvas. It's called Ho'elef L'cho Shlomo, over 1,000 tshuvas by his grandfather. And one of those short tshuvas, he writes that Simchas Torah is the one day in the year where we're supposed to show so much kavod for the Torah, so much covered, and we violate all the dinim. So he says, one of the dinim we violate is that they're marching around with Sifrei Torah and everybody's sitting. The din is whenever the Sifrei Torah being moved around, you're supposed to stand. You're not allowed to sit in the same room. If you want to sit, you have to go to the Ezos Noshim or to a different room, whatever. Then he says, and a lot of people forget that it's Yom Tovi, not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So on Leil Simchas Torah, they till they finish all the hakovas, so people nibble on nash and everything before Kiddush, and on Simchas Torah in the morning, a lot of people they take so long for the hakovas, they forget that it's Yom Tov, not allowed to eat before Kiddush, and then he complains about davening Musaf that one day of the year when we want to show more covered for the Torah, so the daven Musaf after the Zayin Shoas with Nikra Poshea, that's not proper on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Chazan starts the Chazaras HaShatz a lot of times after the Zayin Shoas. But the Prima Gadim says at least the Tzibur started the Musaf within the Zayin Shoas. So the Prima Gadim says as long as he began within the Zayin Shoas, so then you're not called a Poshe. So Musaf, there's a Machlek HaSatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChacham. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only daven Musaf till Zayin Shoas. And the Chacham and Ma'amek will call Ayom, but Nikra Pshad. And Mincha is a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda in the Rabbanu. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can only daven Mincha up until Plag HaMincha. Plag means half. Half of the Mincha. There's a Mincha Gdola, there's a Mincha Gtanas. Mincha Gdola is half an hour after Chatzos. That's the earliest you can daven Mincha. Mincha Gtana is the last 2.5 hours of the day. The day has 12 hours. Shows Manias day has 12 hours. So the second half of the day has 6 hours. First half of the day has 6 hours. So the 6 hours are divided. They used to bring the Tomei Shel Bein in between, Bein Arbaim. It took approximately an hour to bring the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim. So they waited 2.5 hours, and then they brought the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim, took an hour, and then they had another 2.5 hours. So the correct Zman, more correct Zman L'chatchila to Daven Mincha, is really during Plaga Mincha, on the last 2.5 hours of the day. Because Mincha, why do we call it Mincha? The Tomei Shel Shachar also had a Mincha, also in his Kem Duba, also had a Mincha. Somehow the Tfilas, the davening in the afternoon, the davening of Mincha is somehow more connected with the Mincha of the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim than the Tfilas Shachris is. Tfilas Shachris is connected with the Korban, Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim. And Tfilas Mincha is more connected somehow with the Mincha, Minchasim and Eskem, the Mincha of the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim. So the Mincha was brought at the end of that hour. So that's why the more correct time in Tfilas HaMincha is Mincha Ketanim. So if in the Rambam it sounds like that, several Achrayim, the Beis Yosef talks about this, several Achrayim understood the Rambam like that, that L'chatchil is not really right to daven Mincha Gdola. More correct is to daven Mincha Ketana every day, and the one day a year that in Shulchan Aruch they discuss it's permissible L'chatchil to daven Mincha Gdola is on Erev Pesach, because they used to bring the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim early, as early as past Mandora, to have enough time to Shechta, because the Arbim Pesach is Davke brought after the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim. And the Zman of the Tfilas is Mechuvin Keneged, the Zman of the Korbanos, that each one is Mechuvin Keneged. Tfilas HaShachar is Mechuvin Keneged, Tomei Shel Shachar, and Tfilas Mincha is Mechuvin Keneged, the Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim. There were only two to meet him every day, so what is Ma'ariv all about? So that's why we pass when Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. What is it all about? It's Keneged Hector Chalov Meivarim. All of the Emurim that were accumulated in the course of the day, from the Tomei Shel Shachar, Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim, from all the other Nedarim and Nedavos, whatever was brought, that could be brought all night long. So you have these three machlokes, and so Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours at the end of the day. After that hour, there was 2.5 hours, and then 1 hour for the Hakrobas Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim, and 2.5 hours after that. So if you divide that in half, that's called Plaga Mincha. So if you hold, you can only have a Mincha. More correct is you have a slot of an hour and a quarter. After the Mincha Ketana begins, before the Plaga Mincha, you have an hour and a quarter, basically. You divide 2.5 and 1/2, so you have an hour and a quarter to daven Mincha, and after that, you can't daven Mincha. Then Ma'ariv, and the Chacham disagree that Tfilas HaErev, Tfilas HaMincha is Ad HaErev, till the end of the day. And in Ma'ariv, the mission says, Tfilas HaArvis Ein Lo Keva. So the Gemara interprets Tfilas HaArvis Ein Lo Keva means that it's only Bishus. It's not a Chayva. But the Vilna Gaon says that that's an additional level of interpretation in the Mishnah. That was another meaning that the Tana had when he used that expression. But what he really meant was Tfilas HaArvis Ein Lo Keva, that Ma'ariv doesn't have its own Zman. Whenever the Zman HaMincha is up, that's the beginning of the Zman HaMa'ariv. So according to Rabbi Yudah, that the Zman HaMincha is up after the Plaga Mincha, so then right after Plaga Mincha is the correct Zman for Ma'ariv. You can have Ma'ariv when the sun is still shining, in the last hour and a quarter in the day. And according to the Chacham, in Tfilas HaArvis Ein Lo Keva means after Mincha is up, Zman Mincha is up at the end of the day. So then comes the Zman HaMa'ariv. Yeah. Is there any connection between these three machlekes and Rabbi Yudah and Chachamim? So some of the Achrayim have. Yeah, it's all the Shitasim. It's all the same thing. The question is whether our davening, the Zman of our tefillah should be mechuvin connected the theoretical Zman of the Korbanos, or connected the actual Zman that they actually brought the Korbanos. So the Tomei Shel Shachar, they never brought after the Dalet Shoyes. Theoretically, it's still Tomei Shel Shachar up until Chatzos, but Lamaisa, they never waited so long. So Rabbi Yudah holds that the correct Zman of Tomei Shel Shachar, the correct Zman of tefillah Shachris, was instituted, even Leikuva, Keneged the Zman that they actually brought the Tomei Shel Shachar. They never brought it after Dalet Shoyes. And the Korbanos HaMasofim also, they used to bring it at the early in the morning. They didn't bring it so late. But they never brought it after Zayin Shoyes. Even if they would postpone, they never brought it after Zayin Shoyes. So theoretically, it's Kosher Kol Hayom. So that's Lushitosim, the Machlokes by Musaf. And then by Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim also, they never brought it so late. They never brought Tomei Shel Bein Arbaim after Plaga Mincha. So Rebbe Yudah says that the Zman of Tevilas Mincha should correspond to the Zman of in the Beis Hamikdash when they actually brought the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. The Rabbanan say no, it should be Mechubin Keneged, the theoretical Zman that you could have brought the Talmud Shel Bein Abayim. So theoretically, you really could have brought it up until the end of the day. Yeah. How late can you actually daven Mincha? So the Ramos says that after Shkia is already Bein Hashmashes, so it's a Tzafik Laila, so you really should daven Mincha before the Shkia. But if you didn't daven Mincha before, so it's Bein Hashmashes, so Tzafik the Rabbana Lekula. And others point out that the Rabbeinu Yoni writes in the beginning on opening Mishnah and Perek Tfilas HaShachar that he disagrees with that. He says that you cannot daven Mincha after the Shkia b'Toras Vada. You can't say Sveika the Rabbana Lekula. It's b'Vadai no good. Because there is a Gemara, Rabbeinu Yoni quotes, there is a Gemara in Zvochim Daf Nun Vov, where the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. If you are makor of a korban in the daytime, and you hold the Dam, and you weren't Zerikid yet, so the Dam becomes Pasal after Shkia. So Tosfos asks the question on that Daf, in Zvochim Daf Nun Vov, what did the Gemara have to dig up a Pasuk? God Rosh, Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. It can't be Du Zrikas Adam Balailo, because we learn out from the Pasuk in Parsha Sav, all the avodas adam, haktoris emurim is kosher kol alayla. That's not avodas adam, but every korban has dalar avodas adam. Those are the only yikubas shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, or the dalar avodas adam. In a mincha, there are four avodas that are parallel to the dalar avodas adam. The kmitza is where you're separating chelak haniktar from the chelak hanechal. So kmitza corresponds to shchita. Shchita is an avodah because you separate the dam, the chelik that you zorek on the mizbeach from the rest of the animal. And then Kabbalah Saddam has, when you take the koimetz and you put it into a klishoris, so that corresponds to Kabbalah Saddam. Then Hailochas HaMincha to the mizbeach corresponds to Hailochas Saddam. And just like you have Zvika Saddam, so you have Haktoras HaKoimetz. So that's a Gemara, a long Tosefta, the beginning of the second parak in Saitan. Rashi has a long Arichas there, that they have the Dalar Avaydis and the Mincha that are Mechubin Kenega, the Dalar Avaydis Saddam. So the Pasuk says that Avodas Adam have to have Yom Le'ikuvah. So you can't do Zrikas Adam Balailo. And then if you're going to wait to hold the Dam till tomorrow morning, so it's going to be Nifsal Balina. So why do you need a Pasuk that Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sacham? Any Dam that was left over to left Shkia, you have to pour it out. It's Pasul. Of course it's going to be Pasul. You can't be Zerikid Balailo, and then you're going to have to wait till the morning. Come in the morning, it'll be Nifsal Balina. So why do you need a Din that a Nifsal B'Shkia Sacham? The Tosfos says, no, the Gemara is assuming like the Rabbeinu Tam. We're going to have to talk about it. We'll try to talk about it later today. There's a contradiction between two Gemaras. The Gemara in Masechah Shabbos in the end of Emma Madlikin, there's a Mishnah, Safek Hashecha, Safek Enech Hashecha. What are the dinim of Bein Hashmashes? What dinim deraisa? What malachas the Rabbanon are you mekalan? What are you machmeran? What are the halachas of Bein Hashmashes? So the Gemara there discusses how long a period is Bein Hashmashes. So the Gemara says, Gimel Rivei Mil, 3/4 of a mil. Mil is an amount of time that it would take a normal person to walk, an average person to walk a mil. And then there's a Gemara in Psochim, towards the end, Perek Misha Hayatame, where the Gemara says that from Shkia till Tzeisel Kochavim is Dalad Milin. So the Gemara says it's there, Dalad Milin. Here it says only Shlosha Rivei Mil. So it's a major discrepancy. So Rabbeinu Tam says there's no discrepancy from the Shkia, from the sunset, till Tzeisel Kochavim takes Dalad Milin. And the first 3 1/4 mil is Vadayom. It's pitch black outside. There are a million stars in the sky. It's Vadayom, even though the sun is absolutely not shining. And then the last 3/4 of a mil, of the four mil, is Nashmashes. Many Rishonim held like the Rabbeinu Tam. Many Rishonim held like the Rabbeinu Tam. Most of the Rishonim are like the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Vadayom for 3 1/4 mil, and the last 3/4 of a mil is Bein Hashmashes. The Vilna Gaon accepted the other opinion, and he writes in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, Achush Makrish, what is he talking about? 3 1/4 mil after the Shkia, the stars are visible all over. Of course it says HaKacham, how can he say like that? So the Vilna Gaon disagrees, and he follows the Shita Sagoinim, who came before the days of the Rabbeinu Tam, Shita Sagoinim, who say that the din is that Tzeis HaKacham is 3/4 of a mil after the Shkia. Either Gemara and Psachim says that Tzeis HaKacham is 4 milin after the Shkia. No, the Gemara and Psachim is not talking about Tzeis HaKacham to be kaven when it's Laila. The Gemara is talking about a traveler Gemara is discussing there, how do you establish how far away from Yerushalayim is Derech Rechoika? If a person is Tomei Derech Rechoika, so he brings Pesach Sheni. And even if he instructed someone to shech the carbon Pesach on his behalf, on Erev Pesach, and then he goes by car, he goes by camel, or he goes by plane. Let's say he's in Europe, he's in America, on Erev Pesach in the morning, and he calls up Eretz and he says, bring a carbon Pesach on my behalf. He takes a jet, and he gets to Yerushalayim, he gets to the Mokam HaMikdash before Leil Pesach. So the din is that even b'diavad, if the shech that I'm here from one who is derech rechoika, the korban is he's not yotzei. So you have to bring Pesach Sheni. So Gemara says, what is derech rechoika? So the Gemara says, so far away that a person who would be walking wouldn't be able to reach Yerushalayim within a half a day's walking. So the Gemara starts to establish how fast does the average person walk. So the Gemara says, the traveler walks from Alois HaShachar till Tzeis HaKrom, the guy's walking all day long. So the Gemara there is talking about Seis HaKachavim, not the halachic Seis HaKachavim when it's Laila, after Yoma becomes Laila. The Gemara is talking about Seis HaKachavim, Seis Kol HaKachavim, when you get to the travelers on the highways. It already was Seis HaKachavim a long time ago. After Gimel Rivei Mil, after the Shkir, it already is Seis HaKachavim. This is Seis Kol HaKachavim, which is relevant for the travelers on the highway. So that's the Shitas, the Grob Paskans like that, based on the Shitas HaGoinim. And in Shulchan Aruch, they always quote the Rabbeinu Tam sheet, because most of the Rishonim say like the Rabbeinu Tam. So if a baby would be born, let's say, Matzoi Shabbos, 45 minutes after the Shkia, so Rabbeinu Tam says it's Badayom, and the bris will be Doicha Shabbos next week. You do the bris next Shabbos. So the Shach writes there in Yeridei, when the Shulchan Aruch writes it, the Shach writes, he has the impression that the minig is not so. He wakes up all of a sudden, he has the impression the minig is not so. Of course the minig is not so. The minig always was at this, like the Shita Sagoinim, that for sure it's already, after the Shkia, it's already Bein HaShemashas. So the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes that Tosis in Zvach M'daf Nun Vav, where Tosis is trying to understand, what does the Gemara say? Dam Nisal the Shkia Sahamas. So he says, no, Yishech did a korban bayom. And it's Vadayom for another 3 1/4 mil. And even though it's Vadayom, you can do Avedas, but the Dam is Nifsal, B'Shkiyah Sachama. After Shkiyah, even though it's Vadayom, the last 3 1/4 mil of the day, even though it's Vadayom, the Dam is Nifsal, B'Shkiyah Sachama. That's why you need the Apostle. So then the Rabbeinu Yonah says, in the Mela, you cannot daven Mincha then, after the Shkiyah, because the Chachamim, the Tanoim Institute, the Zmanei Tefillah, Mechuvin Keneged, the Zman HaKrabas HaKarbonis, and your inability to be Makrid, the Tomei Shel Bein HaBayim, after the Shkiyah is B'Toras Vaday, not B'Toras Sofik, it's Vadayom. It's Vadayom then, for another 3 1/2 mil. And still you can't daven Mincha, because, like the Rabbeinu Tam, because the Rabbeinu Yoni quotes that Tosfos in Zochem, because it's Vaday, the Dam Nifsal, the Shkiyah Sacham. So Rav Soloveitchik was a real misnagid, so he always used to say that over. That it's Torah's Vaday. Rabbeinu Yonah holds Torah's Vaday. He can't daven Mincha after the Shkiyah. Yeah, when is the earliest that one can daven Shachris? So the Mishnah Brura quotes that there's a Machlokes Achronim. There is a Mishnah Megillah where the Mishnah says that a Dovash Mitzvasa Bayoim, a mitzvah which is supposed to be performed in the daytime, is kosher kol hayoim, any time in the daytime, but l'chadchile you shouldn't do it before Alois HaShach, before Hanetz HaChama. Let's say reciting Hallel on a day when one recites Hallel, or performing a Bris Mila on the Yom HaShmini, or a woman makes a Hepsik Tara, a woman makes a Vedikala, a Zovek Dola, Zovek Tana, she wants to go to Mikvah, so you say Mikzem Kekuloi. So the Mishnah says l'chadchile you should wait till after Hanetz HaChama, but the evidence is good, after Alos HaShachar. So the Mishnah never says about davening Shachris. So the Mishnah Bruach quotes the Rav Achreinim who hold that L'chatchid you shouldn't daven Shmoneh Esrei or Shachris before Hanetz HaChama because of that Mishnah in Megillah. The Aderis was a famous Goyen who was the Rav in Panevej, then in Mir, and then he was appointed the assistant to the Rav in Yerushalayim. Shmuel Salant was an old man, and he wanted them to appoint an assistant so who would take over when he would pass away. So they appointed the Aderis, and he moved to Yerushalayim, I think something like 1904, 1906 or something. And then he was there for a few years, and he died. Shmuel Salant went on for another 15 years. He was He was there for long, and his son-in-law was Rav Kook. Rav Kook's first wife was the daughter of the Aderis, and then she died, so he married her cousin. So the Aderis was a famous poisek. So he had a lot of chidushim. So one of his chidushim was that the chumrah that it says in the Mishnah L'chatchila, you shouldn't shake a lulav before Hanetzachama, you shouldn't say halal before Hanetzachama, and so on, doesn't apply, because Manah said that every shul has a clock on the wall, and most of the people walk around with watches. So the whole reason for the gzeira is if you'll rely on looking outside to establish that it's alois hashachar, so people may make a mistake. Sometimes the moon will be shining, they think it's already alois hashachar. Sometimes you have lights on in the street. But if you have a clock on the wall and you have a watch, and you know what time is alois hashachar, frantics, everybody knows. So the whole reason for the gzeira doesn't apply. I shouldn't be a dovish of a minyan. Whenever the Chachamim made a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan because of a specific reason, even if you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan still applies. So how can he say? So he gave a whole explanation. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow when we talk about Duchening. Because there's also a Gzeirah that the Kesem Mishnah says no longer applies today because all the circumstances are changed. So this was the Chiddush of the Aderis. Most of the Gdolim, his contemporaries, did not accept it. They thought that it wasn't so. So if you should assume that it's not so, even if you have clocks, even if you have watches, so it's not right, l'chatchila, to bench Esrig before Hanetzachama, to say Halal before Hanetzachama. What about davening Shachris? So the Mishnah Berurah says that Rabbi Achranim think that it's not proper to daven Shmona Esrei of Shachris before Hanetzachama. And he quotes the Prichodesh, disagrees. The Prichodesh says wrong, because in the Beis HaMikdash, every single day, they did it all the time. They brought the Tam Shal Shachar always before Hanetzachama. And our Zmani Tfilah were instituted corresponding to the Zman of HaKarabas HaKabbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So davening Shachris is the exception to the rule. Since in the Beis HaMikdash, they always brought the Tom Shal Shachar before Hanetzachama, so we're allowed to daven also. Before Hanetzachama. The others disagree. Other Achrim disagree. They say, no, Kohanim's reason Mehem in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim are extremely careful. Why the Kohanim's reason? So Rashi writes in one place in Sochim, because they had the Bez Nagorol on their tail. Bez Nagorol made sure that the Kohanim do the Hakrobos HaKarbonos properly, because it's on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So that's why not necessarily Kohanim are more conscientious than, I'm not a Kohen, not that they're more conscientious than anybody else, but if you have the Bez Nagorol on your tail, we'll all be conscientious. We'll all do everything correctly. The Pri Yitzchok has a tshuva. Abitzel Petterburger was from the three most outstanding Talmidim of Rabbi Sol Salanter. He was the one who was strongest in learning. Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, he was a rabbi in St. Petersburg, and then he retired to Yerushalayim. Abitzel Petterburger has a tshuva, and Pri Yitzchak, he thinks the Pri Chodesh is right. So many rabbanim today allow in their shuls lachatchila that you can daven shachris. A lot of times the first minyan daven shachris after Alos HaShachar before Hanetzacham. So there's room to be made on that. Yeah, when is the Zman of L'chatchila, you shouldn't daven Shmona Esrei of Shachris before Hanetzachama, because there is an inyan of Asikin. The Gemara says the inyan of Asikin b'Shlemusa is to arrange your davening in such a way that you'll get to recite Kriya Shema before Hanetzachama and get to recite Shmona Esrei right after Hanetzachama. Yiro Ucho Im Shomesh, that's a pasuk in Tehillim. They demonstrate the Yerushamayim as the sun is coming up. How do they demonstrate Yerushamayim? They recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod, Kabbalah Samachu Shamayim immediately before the sun comes up. There were those who worshipped the sun, so we don't worship the sun. We worship the one who created the sun. So we demonstrate our Yerushamayim im Hashemesh. Before the sun comes up, we recite Kriya Shema. Right after the sun comes up, we dive into the Bari Olam. Yes, of course, L'chatchil, you shouldn't daven Shmona Esrei before Hanetzachama. You're going to lose Vosikin. But if Ben Kovakol, you're not going to daven Vosikin. He can't daven Vosikin. He has to go to work, whatever. So then the Prichodesh holds that it's a mutter L'chatchil to daven Shmona Esrei also before Hanetzachama. When is the Sovzman Kriya Shema? So the Shal Shachar. So the we paskin like the Mishnah, like Rebbe Shu in the Mishnah, that until the end of Gimel Shoah Esbayom, till the end of one quarter of the day. The other Mishnah says that the Sozman Kriya Shema is Hanetzachama. You can't say Kriya Shema after Hanetzachama. Everybody does. So Gemara says, no, that Mishnah is talking about the Vasikin. That Mishnah is talking about for a second, yeah. There is a Mishnah in Brochus. The Mishnah talks about a person is in the mikveh. A man is in the mikveh, obviously, and he's not dressed. And he doesn't have a talis and tefillin on, obviously. And he's afraid it's soon, he sees the clock on the wall in the mikveh, it's still going to be on it. Or he looks out the window, whatever, he sees it's still going to be on Eitz HaChamo. So the Mishnah tells you how he can recite Kriya Shema. He's not wearing talis or tefillin. Obviously, he's not going to do smichas gulu l'tefillah. He's just going to say Kriya Shema. He has to cover up. Is there a, how does he, what does he do? So you see that there's an inyan of a sikin l'chatchila to recite Kriya Shema late, not early, late, mishiyakar eschaver, berichut al rames, before Hanetzacham, even if you're not wearing your talis and tefillin, even without smichas gulu l'tefillah. That's in the Mishnah. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and man is in the mikveh, so it's l'chatchila. So let's say now the sun rises something like 5:30 or something like that. So sometimes I'll wake up at 5:20. I'll wash my hands and say Birchas HaTorah, say Kriya Shema, and go back to bed. Because l'chatchila there's an inyan to say Kriya Shema before Hanetzacham. L'chatchila shouldn't say Kriya Shema before Mashiach HaSchaver, Berichu Gdal Rames. L'chatchila you shouldn't say Abroch and Talis and Tefillin either before Mashiach HaSchaver. How early before sunrise is Mashiach HaSchaver? So Moshe Feinstein writes in his Sefer, he thinks that in the New York area, it's something like 35 or 40 minutes before the sunrise. In different parts of the world, it'll be a different amount of time. But Rav Moshe writes in his study, he thinks in the New York area, it's something like 35, 40 minutes before. I think so also. You don't need my opinion, but when I'm walking in the street, if it's 45 minutes before sunrise, I can't see anybody. With my glasses, I can see just as well as anybody else, but 45 minutes before, you can't really recognize anybody down the block. Yeah, what's the story with when we say that the Sovzman Kriya Shema is the end of Gimel Shoas Bayom, one quarter of the day, and the Sovzman Tefillah is the end of Dalet Shoas Bayom, one third of the day, and the Sovzman of Musaf L'chatchila Nikra Poshe is the end of Zayin Shoas? What do you mean Zayin Shoas? These are Shoas Manios. Shoas Manios, dividing the day into 12 units. Shoas Manios, how much is considered a day? So in Hilchas Mincha, that's a machloikas that the Magen Avraham quotes the two opinions. Do you count from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKachovim, or do you only go from sunrise to sunset? So the Vilna Goyen, who disagreed with the Rabbi Natam about the Ben Hashmosh's story, part of his story is that he disagrees about that as well. And he feels that, based on the Rambam like that, he feels that all of the Zmani Hayom are calculated from sunrise to sunset, as opposed to calculating from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim. The half hour after Chatzos, you're not supposed to daven Mincha within the first half hour after Chatzos, and the Mishnah Berurah is not sure whether that means 30 minutes, summer, winter, always 30 minutes, because the whole idea of the half an hour is, years ago they didn't have clocks, they didn't have watches. So you may make a mistake when it's Chatzos. You think it's after Chatzos and it's really before Chatzos. So if you give a half an hour, so then the shade will already be leaning in the other direction, be able to know that it's already after Chatzos. Mishnah Berurah says maybe it depends on 30 minutes, summer or winter. Maybe not. Maybe since all of the other Zmanim are based on Shoas Manios, so maybe this is also half an hour based on Shoas Manios. So the longer the day is, so the longer the half hour will be. It won't be 30 minutes, sometimes be 20 minutes, sometimes it'll be 40 minutes. The Gemara says, regarding the davening of Mincha, the Machlekes Herbuta Nechacham, the Gemara says, in Brachas, Tav Chavov, and Mebeis, that it's the whole din of Mincha is only with the Rabbanon. And even though usually Yochad V'Rab Mahalocha Kirabim, but the Gemara thinks the Rabbuta has a good argument over here, that maybe you shouldn't have mincha after plaga mincha. Maybe you should correspond to the zman of the hakrova of the korbanos and the beis hamikdash bepoil mamish when they actually brought it. The Gemara considers this unlike every other case of yochid v'rab malach gerab. Gemara says here Rabbi Yehuda has a good point, and it's a sveik edina. So if it's a sveik edina, so what do you do? The Gemara says optional. The ovid kemar ovid. You want to follow Rabbi Yehuda, it's okay. The ovid kemar ovid. You want to follow the chachamim, is okay. So that's what the Gemara says, that Rav Tzodeh Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav was in the practice of davening Ma'ariv early after Plaga Mincha, when the sun was still shining, Al Pi Pashtos, on Friday afternoon. He would daven Ma'ariv early. Why? Because David Kemar Rav, David Kemar Rav. So different Rishonim have different opinions over here. So the Rabbi Natam, on the first Tosfos in Brachos, Rabbi Natam says, you can even daven a tartar isasri. You can daven minch after the plaga mincha like the Chachamim, and then you can daven Marv right away, like Rabbi Yudah. According to the Chachamim, you can't daven Marv before the Shkiyah. According to Rabbi Yudah, you can't daven mincha after the plaga mincha. So Rabbi Natam says, you're allowed to do tartar isasri. All the other Baliyat Tosfos disagree. The first Tosfos in Brachos, what do you mean? Sveika the Rabbanu, David Kamar Rabbid is based on the principle of Sveika the Rabbanu Lekula, that unlike every other Yochid the Rabbi, Malacha Kirabin, that is not called the Sveika the Rabbanu, we follow Acharab Lahatas, this one, Mestaba Taimi the Rabbi, so this one is considered a Sveika the Rabbanu. But Sveika the Rabbanu Lekula can't do Betar to the Sasra. How can you allow them to David Mincha after the plug and marry before the Shkiyah? So most Rishonim disagree with the Rabbi Natam on this, and they say that you can't have a Tartar Sasri. Shalim, but it is a Tartar Sasri all year long. You daven mincha late in the day till the Shkiyah. And all of a sudden now, in the summer months, we want to be Mekabel Shabbos early, so we're going to daven Maariv after the Plaga Mincha. It's a Tartar Sasri from one day to the other. So the Poskim and the Shulchan Aruch say, it's a bigger Tartar Sasri if you daven on one day a Tartar Sasri. If you say to yourself from one day to the other, one day I did like Reb Yudah, and all week long I do like the Chachamim. I daven mincha late till the Shkiyah all week long, and on Friday I daven mincha before the plaga mincha and Maariv after the plaga mincha. So it's less of a tartar disas. It's also problematic. So they say that b'mokam tosef Shabbos we would permit that tartar disas. From one day to the other, that's not right to do a tartar disas. But b'mokam mitzvahs kabbalas tosef Shabbos, they think that maybe that does make sense. Shaila is when you're going to, according to Rabbi Yudah, you're going to daven Maariv early, you're going to say Kriya Shema also early. Rabbi Yudah says even you can say Kriya Shema also. So that's the first topic that Rashi and Tosfos discuss on the first Mishnah in Brachos. Mishnah says, when is the earliest man to recite Kriya Shema Shalaila? Meimas HaKarnas HaShema Bo'arovin. The Mishnah says, Sum Tzeis HaKochav Man. So Rashi and Tosfos ask the question, but by us, we daven Maariv so early. We daven Maariv before the Tzeis HaKochavim. How is anybody Yotze Kriya Shema? So Rashi Taka says, you're not Yotze. You have to say again. When you say Kriya Shema Lamito, then you Yotze. Tosfos says, by Kriya Shema Lamito, you only say Parsha Rishayna. You don't say the rest. So apparently, Rashi thinks only Parsha Rishayna is Deraisa, and the rest of the second Parsha is only Midirabbanon. So as far as the Din Derabbanon of the second Parsha Kriya Shema, so when you're davening Maariv and Benash Moshe, it's Sofik Derabbanon Lekula. That's a din deraisa. How come you make alana? So the answer is the obligation to recite Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Balayla never says that it's Balayla. It says Mantiska Sim Tzeischa Meiretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemechayecha Yemechayecha Hayamim Kol Yemechayecha Kol is a ribui to be marba asman in addition to yom. So who says that has to be the zman of Tzeischa Kohot Malayla? The zman of Benash Moshes is also another zman. That's what the Rabbeinu Yoni explains. That's what Rabbi Yehuda explains on the first Mishnah. So Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, you can be Yotze during this Zman HaBen HaShemashes, because it never says you need Laila. That's how we say. Mechayecha, Yomim Kalim, Mechayecha, Halilos. But it's Lav Dafke, Halilos. Kol is Marbe, another Zman. So another Zman could be. During Ben HaShemashes, it's already another Zman. And in Parsha Shnei of Kriya Shema, Rashi's opinion is that Parsha Shnei is only the Rabbanon. Parsha Rishonin says v'dibarta bam b'shach b'chov kumech v'dibarta bam means to recite Kriya Shema. Second Parsha says also about the learning that goes on learning that doesn't go on reciting Kriya Shema. So Rashi holds Parsha Shni is only mid'rabbanon, so bein hashmash is a yitz. Tosfos is not happy with that. Tosfos thinks the Parsha Shni is also deraisa. There are four different opinions. How much are Kriya Shema is deraisa? So the Ramban holds only Posek Rishon is deraisa. Shema Yisrael Shem Echot. And he explains the Gemara like that. And Rashi apparently thinks Parsha Rishon is deraisa. Tosfos holds that Parsha Shni is deraisa. And the Rambam writes that Kriya Shema consists, the mitzvah Kriya Shema consists of the three parashiyos. That's the Pella. What? Vayayim is part of the mitzvah Kriya Shema. Vayayim has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Isn't it a different mitzvah? Zechiyos, Tzitzis, and Tzrayim. Why did the Rambam write? The Prima Godin points out the Rambam. He says there are three different opinions. Pasuk Rishon, Parsha Rishayna, Shtei Parshios, and the fourth sheet. And the fourth sheet is the Rambam, that all the Gimel Parshios are the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's a whole discussion. Why did the Rambam think that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah? It's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. I say there are five shitas because there's another opinion in the Gemara that Kriyash Mazlav Deraisa. How could you say Kriyash Mazlav Deraisa is Tachat Posing of Chumash? B'shach B'chav Kumecho. So the Gemara says, Ahu B'divri Teruhu Dichsi. What does it mean? So the Shagasari has a whole essay where he quotes the Rabbeinu Yoinah. He doesn't say anything, he just quotes Rabbeinu Yoinah. Rabbeinu Yoinah says, everybody agrees. V'dibarta bam shach b'chav kamecha. You have to say something. So those who pass in Kriyashma as deraisa means you have to say this parsha, these two parshas are Kriyashma that's deraisa. And those who hold Kriyashma lav deraisa, you have to say something. If you be mabesedra or you learn Masecha Shabbos, you learn Masechas Erevin, Daf Yomi, Mishnah Yomis, whatever you want to learn, you have to learn a little bit by Yom and a little bit by Lala. It doesn't necessarily have to be Parsha Shema. But it does have to be Parsha Shema. So that insistence, that's only midirabbanim. Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. It means that the fact that you have to say Kriya Shema dafke, and you shouldn't be yotze with some other Talmud Torah, that's only the Rabbanim, and the Torah can say anything you want. So the Tosfos on the first daf, Rashi and Tosfos on the first Mishnah have this discussion that their practice was they used to dab Ma'ariv during this manah ben Hashmash. So how would the yotze Kriya Shema if the Mishnah says you're only yotze after Tzeis HaKochom? So the Rabbi Natam says, No kasha. The Gemara says, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, Ovid Kemar. The Gemara says about the Machlegs, Abud and the Rabbanan, about when is the Zman HaMincha, when is the Zman HaMar. So the Gemara says it was never resolved, and we don't necessarily say here, Yochid V'Rabim Halacha Kirabim. So the Gemara says it's optional. If you want to follow Rabbuda, you may. So we follow Rabbuda, we follow the Chachamim to Davim Mincha up until Lishkiya. We Davim Mincha late, after Plaga Mincha. Then we follow Rabbuda that we Davim Mariv and we say Kriyashma before Tseis HaKochavim. So the other Balei HaTos disagree, but it's a tie to the Sasa on the same day. How can you do that? But it's interesting, Rabbi Kivegar on the Mishnayos, on the first Mishnah in Brochas points out, Tosis is applying to Ovid Kemar Ovid, Ovid Kemar Ovid, to Kriyashma. Ovid Kemar Ovid, Ovid Kemar Ovid, it goes on davening Shmon Esrei. Mincha Mariv is only Midi Rabbanan, it's not Min HaTorah. So we treat it as a Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula. It shouldn't have been a Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula. Should have been Yoch V'Rab Malachi K'Rab. But apparently, Mistaba time of the Rabbuda, he has a good point. So we treat it, David Kemar Rab, we treat it like a Sveka de Dina. But Sveka de Dina, you have a right to go Lekula on the Rabbanu Rab Davening, not on Kriyashma. So he quotes the Prichodosh. Apparently, Tosis thinks that Kriyashma is Lav Deraisa. The fact that you have to say Kriyashma, and you can't be yotze with something else, it's only the Rabbanim. So they used to say Kriya Shema during this man of Ben HaShmashas, so they were yotze, they didn't the Rabbanim. Then they would learn Gemara with Tosfos later at night. So they would learn Gemara with Tosfos, so they were yotze the Talmud Torah. They didn't the Raisa of B'shach B'chol Kamech has to be Davke after Tzeis HaKochavim. They would be yotze by learning Gemara till the middle of the night. And the insistence mid the Rabbanim that you have to Davke recite the Parashas of Shema, that's only mid the Rabbanim. So on that, you can say, Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula. Ben Hashmashas is acceptable for that. That's a famous Tosfos. And then the Shagasari has several Tosfos in his Sota, with Tosfos also. There seem to be such a group of Rishonim who think that we should really Paskin that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanu. The Rambam Paskin that Kriya Shema is the Raisa, but others hold that Kriya Shema is Lav Deraisa. There is a Tosfos in Yuma. But Tosfos, he asks, Vasikin, what a Vasikin, Chasidim v'anshei Maisa, Vasikin, meaning Vasikin, Chasidim v'anshei Maisa. What did they do? They said Kriya Shema before Hanetzachama. Isn't it against the Mishnah Megillah? The Mishnah Megillah says, L'chatcheli shouldn't do a mitzvah before Hanetzachama. You should wait till after Hanetzachama. So the Rabbi and Tom says, you can't ask any kashas on Chasidim. They do everything wrong. The Vasikin did wrong. So the Balamor is bothered with the same kasha. So the Balamor apparently daven very quickly. So the Balamor says that you shouldn't recite Kriya Shema before Hanetzachama. But Hanetzachama means when the sun starts to rise above the horizon, when you start to see the beginning of the sun. And Vasikin Hayigomrim Osa, they finished the whole Kriya Shema before the entire sun rose above the horizon. That's pretty fast davening. They didn't start Kriya Shema till after the sun began going above the horizon, and then they finished it in less than 2 minutes. It takes around 2 minutes for the whole sun to rise above the horizon. That's what the Balama says. But the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't learn like that. Rabbeinu Tam says, well, Sikhan did Shalaika did. So that's why there was some Rabbi Lazy Yudel Finkel, who was the when the Meir Yeshiva ran away from the Nazis, he went to Yerushalayim. So he was the head of the yeshiva at that time. So it's known that he used to daven Vasikin a lot. He used to daven Vasikin every day. And then he would recite Kriya Shema again. Anocham Allah Tzveitamol, because of that Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds that if he said Kriya Shema before an Eitz HaChamed, Shaloi Kedin, so he would say Kriya Shema again a second time. We said, what does man... I was away for Shabbos. Usually here in the yeshiva, they always announce the Zman of Shachris on Shabbos morning, that it should be in such a way that you should recite Kriya Shema before the Sof Zman Kriya Shema. So I was in a location where they announced Shachris is going to be 9 o'clock, and they announced Sof Zman Kriya Shema is 9:13. So they announced everybody should make sure that you say Kriya Shema before 9:13. So the question is, but there's a takana midrabbanan to say Birchas Kriya Shema before and after. The same was the Kriya Shema in the middle of the Kriya Shema in Birchaseh, Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas. So what are you going to do over here? So the Mishnah Brura seems to feel that it's not a problem. If you're in a place where they're going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema, so just say the Gimel Parshas of Shema before davening, and then the Mishnah says, HaKroi Mikan V'yelch Lehipsid, and the Gemara says, Lehipsid HaBrachas. Even if you say Kriya Shema after the Zman Kriya Shema, you can still recite the Birchas Kriya Shema, it's not a problem. And the Pri Yitzchok, that's what we mentioned before, Bitzel HaPetterburg has another tshuva. He has one tshuva where he thinks that we should paskan like the Pri Chodesh, that it's Mutar L'chatchila, the Davish Manesra of Shachris before Hanetzachama, because in the Beis HaMikdash every day they brought the Tomas Shel Shachar before Hanetzachama. And you don't say Kanu Zizmeim. Then he has another tshuva. The first tshuva in the Sefer is about this. So he thinks that that's not proper. He doesn't agree. He was a contemporary of the Mishnah Brura. He doesn't agree with it. He doesn't quote it. He doesn't agree with that. He says, if you're in a place where the minion is going to daven at 9 o'clock, they're going to miss my Kriya Shema, it's better to daven Yechidus. It's better to say Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas before. Once you said Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas, you should really daven with Smichas Gula L'Tvila. You say the Shema Nesrei right away. That's what Rav Soloveitchik also said, the name Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He says his grandfather held like that. That if the shul, if you're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema, so it's not right to do like the Mishnah Brura says. As long as he said Kriya Shema before, within the Zman, and then he said the Brachas later, it's okay. He said it's better to daven V'yichidus, the Kriya Shema al-Seder HaBrachas, and then to have Smichas Gula L'Tfilah.
But it's better for, maybe she said, that he wakes up, he davens Sikin, and...
Yeah, that's in the Mishnah. Yeah, if you say Kriya Shema Kivosikin, even though the guy's in the mikveh, he's not going to have Smichas Gula L'Tfilim. Yeah, so that's not, he's not going to say the Brachas either. So that you see from that Mishnah that that's acceptable. That's good L'Chatchila.
And Halal, it says, does that make it more derisive? I mean, that you can't say that Halal before the Meitzah Hamah? Based on
Zeron HaSmachta? No, Mizel Shem Shem Nevoya means that it should be Bayom, not Balayla. No. No, L'chatchila, the Mishnah says in Megillah, L'chatchila, it's not proper to recite Hallel before Hanetzachama. Unless you hold like that Aderis, that Bizman is that people have watches and clocks, so there's no, so the whole reason for the Xer doesn't apply, so the Xer doesn't apply. But most didn't accept that Chiddush of the Aderis. Exactly when is Zricha, when is Shkia? So there is a Gemara at the end of the second half of Shabbos where Rabbi Yossi says he wishes he could be Erev Shabbos in one city and Motzei Shabbos in a different city. It's very Tzipori. What's the difference? Because if the city is in a valley, then it appears as if the sun sets earlier. And if the city is on top of a mountain, then it appears as if the sun sets later. What do you mean it appears as if? The sun does set earlier, the sun does set later. So the Rishonim Rabbein and Nisim Goenim, and the Magen Avraham quotes this, Hilchas Mincha, the Magen Avraham quotes it from the Maharil, is based on the Rabbein and Nisim Goen. You see from that Gemara that sunrise and sunset is established not by actually when the sun disappears and when the sun appears, is determined by sea level. If the location would have been at sea level, you have to ignore all the facts that some cities on top of mountains, some are in a valley. You have to judge everything as if the whole face of the earth would be sea level. So the Maharil says, the Maharil lived in Germany. So he says, in Germany, they always daven mincha after the shkia. How you talking? You're not supposed to. So he says, no, it's not a problem. It's not really after the shkia. He says, Germany is a valley, so you get the mistaken impression as if the sun set already. But if it would have been a flat, level ground, it would have been sea level, it wouldn't have been after the shkia. It would have been before. People say that could explain why they daven mincha 2-3 minutes after the shkia, but they daven 20 minutes after the shkia. That explanation is not sufficient. Maybe they didn't realize it. Whatever. So that's the zmanim that the Naval Observatory gives you, the charts that they have all over about the zmanim. That's all according to this Maharil, on the assumption that all the shkia and zricha, everything is determined by sea level. Yeah. When exactly? How much time is the Ben Hashmashes? So the Gemara has a machlek is between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbi Yossi holds that the Ben Hashmashes is horrifying. Rabbi Yudah, just a half a minute, the blink of an eye. And Rabbi Yudah is of the opinion that there's a whole block of time that's Ben Hashmashes. Yeah. When is the horrifying? So a lot of Balabatim think right after the Shkia. Half a minute after the Shkia, it says, no, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Nida just has two versions of what Rabbi Yossi meant horrifying. Did he mean the last terrifying of Rabbi Yudah, or did he mean the next terrifying? So let's say according to Rabbi Yudah. So Ben Hashmashes is a block of time, let's say approximately 25 minutes. The first 25 minutes after the Shkia is Ben Hashmashes. And then right after that, starting at Shkia is Ben Hashmashes for approximately 25 minutes, and then after that is Tesek Kohom. So Rabbi Yossi holds terrifying. He holds the first 24 and a half minutes of Rabbi Yudah of Adayom. The next half a minute is Ben Hashmashes, and the same Tzeisa Kochavim, he agrees. That's one version of Rabbi Yossi, that the terrifying is the last terrifying of the Zman of Rabbi Yudah. And the other version, the Gemara Nida has two versions. The other version is no. The whole 25 minutes of Rabbi Yudah, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's all Adayom. And the next terrifying, the next half a minute, is the Ben Hashmashes, only for half a minute, and then it's Tzeisa Kochavim. How do we pass on Aloch Alamaisa? So the Gemara in Bama Madlikin, the end of the Sugya of Bama Madlikin, says we go the Chumra in both directions. So what does it mean? It's really a Sveika Dedina. We go the Chumra that it's not Ben Hashmashes. Whatever kulas you have in Ben Hashmashes, let's say according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Vada Yom for another 24 and a half minutes. So you can do Mlocha after the Shkia on Friday afternoon for another 24 and a half minutes. So we say, no, we have to be Machma like Rabbi Yudah. Maybe Ben Hashmashes begins with the Shkia. Then Rabbi Yossi says you have to add on, according to the one opinion, you have to add on another Harifine. Okay. Or let's say a person put an Erev Chatzeres or an Erev Truman on Erev Shabbos, and it was Nechal, the dog ate it up, or the person ate it up during the Zman of Ben Hashmashes. So as long as it was there for part of Ben Hashmashes, so then there would be room to be Mekel. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Ben Hashmashes doesn't begin till after the first 24 and a half minutes, or Ben Hashmashes doesn't begin till after the 25 minutes are up. The next half a minute is the Ben Hashmashes. The Gemara said, we go l'chum in both directions. So the Mishnah Brura in Chelek Dalad, and Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Erevin, has a bir halacha. He says that based on the Gemara, the first daf in Pesachim, the Abdes and Manalev, it would appear that Mikra Din, we really hold like Rabbi Yossi, that it's Vada Yoim for the first 24 and a half minutes, and only the last terrifying. The next terrifying is the Ben Hashmashes. Ben Hashmashes is very brief. So he says there's no room to be, there wouldn't be any room. See, the Tosis and Tainis is bothered with a question. The Gemara says that Ben Hashmashes of Asor B'Tevish of Asor B'Tamis on Gedalia. The Gemara says Ben Hashmashes you're allowed to eat. The only time you're not allowed to eat Ben Hashmashes of Atonis is on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. Why is there a difference? So many Achrenim say, oh, well, Yom Kippur is a Safik Daraisa L'Chumr. That's a Dimon HaTorah. Tisha B'Av, even though it's only Midirabbanon, but Tisha B'Av is Midiri Kabbalah. Midiri Kabbalah means a Din Dirabbanon that has the approval of the Bezen Shalmaila, because the Navi incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh, and the Neviim were composed Baruch HaKodesh, the Nevuah was delivered Baruch HaKodesh. So the Gemara has an expression, Dibri Torah Kedibri Kabbalah, Dibri Kabbalah Kedibri Torah Damian, that you don't say Sofik Derabbana Lekula and Dibri Kabbalah. So that's how some Achrayim wanted to say. So and the other Tanesim is only Ratzim Misanim Ratzim Misanim, and it's only Bizman Hazeh Kvash Yehoviu Alay Choy, but it's only a minig that we fast on the other Tanesim. So the Avnei Nezer doesn't think that that's right. He says that Tisha B'Av Zman HaZeh is no longer B'Divrei Kabbalah. Quotes a Rashbo, and he says the Taz says not so. He says the Taz didn't have a Rashbo available yet. It wasn't yet printed during the lifetime of the Taz. Even if it would have been printed, the Taz wouldn't have had it. Taz was a very, very poor man. He didn't have access to any of the Sram that we have. Just had a Shas and a Tur and a Rambam, and that's all. They say that he once borrowed an Aguda, Sefer Aguda, from a Moicha Svarim, and he went through the whole Aguda at night, and he gave it back to the Moicha Svarim the next day. He said, I can't afford it. And he paid him for the use of the Aguda. He read the whole Aguda one night, and whenever he quotes an Aguda, it's from that one night that he borrowed it. Taz didn't have any Svarim anyway. So the Avnei Nezer says, anyway, he says the Rashbon Rashana wasn't printed yet during the lifetime of the Taz, so that's why he wasn't aware. So the Avnei Nezer says it's not true that Tisha B'Av Zman HaZeh is not Medirei Kabbalah, it's only Medirei Rabbanan. And the reason why we don't say Safek Derabbanan Lekula by Tisha B'Av, and you do say Safek Derabbanan Lekula by Bein HaShmashas of the other Taneis, Masur HaBetevis, Tam Gedal Shabbos HaVetam, is a different reason. He says on Tisha B'Av you have to fast Leila Kiyom, you have to fast for 24 hours. You have to be concerned about two Bein HaShmashas. So if you'll be makel that you're allowed to eat on the first Bein HaShmashas, so he's saying that Bein HaShmashas is Yom, then you have to be Machman on the second Bein HaShmashas. And if you want to be Mekal on the second one, Bein HaShmashas is Laila, then you have to be Machman on the first one. So who gives you the right to decide which one? Whenever you have a Safek Derabbanan Lekula, and it's going to be a Tar to the Sasri, so it says in Yeruday, you can't say Safek Derabbanan Lekula, you have to be Machman on both. That's called Shtei Kederis, that's the last Simen. Simen Kuf Yer Aleph, in the end of Chelek Aleph Yeruday, that you can't say Safek Derabbanan Lekula, but Mokam Tar to the Sasri. So on Yom Kippur Bein HaShmashas, you have to fast Safik Deras HaLechumer. On Tisha B'Av is only the Rabbanim Bizman HaZeh. It's not Dibrei Kabbalah Kedibrei Torah Damian. But you can't go to Kula on Tisha B'Av because you have to be concerned about both Bein HaShmashas. If you want to be Mekel on one, you have to be Machman on the other. You want to be Mekel on the other, you have to be Machman the first one. Either Bein HaShmashas is Yom HaLailo. So you have no right to pick arbitrarily. It's a Tarte de Sasri. You have to go to Chumra on both. That's the Dinish Dekaderis. You're only fasting by Yom, you're not fasting by Laila. So there's only one Bein HaShmashas to speak about. So one Bein HaShmashas, so the din is a Sfeka Derabbanan Lekula. So that's what Tosis in Tainis asked the Kasha. How come Bizman HaZeh? Everybody fasts on all the Tanais until Tzeis HaKachovim. The Gemara says, Medina the Gemara, Bein HaShmashas is Mutam. So Tosis has a difficulty answering the question. So the Mishnah Brewer says the answer is simple. We pasken like Rabbi Yossi, Meikar Adin, that it's Vada Yom for the first 24 and a half minutes. The Bein HaShmashas is only the last half a minute. So he says, so we'll give you a kula, you can eat the last half a minute. What did you gain? You didn't gain too much. You can eat the last half a minute. If you're all like Rabbi Yudas, the Bein HaShmashas begins right away at Shkia. So you can eat Bein HaShmashas, but we treat it as a Sveka Adina, and then the Mishnah Brewer says more, not a Sveka Adina, whether Halacha Rabbi Yudah or Halacha Rabbi Yosi. We really hold it didn't really is like Rabbi Yosi, he says in the Bir Halacha and Hilchas Erevin, the end of Chelek Dal. So he says, we really paskin that like Rabbi Yosi, that it's Vadayam the first 24 and a half minutes, and the Bein HaShmashas the last half a minute. So you didn't give too much of a kula. So that's what the Vilna Gaon points out. Vilna Gaon doesn't even go so far like the Mishnah Brewer. He just says, Trei kula lo mikilina. That's his lotion. He says, you can't apply two kulas. The one kula is that you're allowed to eat Bein HaShmashas of a tonis, and the other kula is to say halachic Rabbi Yudah that Bein HaShmashas already began at Shkia. You can't pile on one kula on top of another kula. The Mishnah Brewer thinks we really paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Some Achrayim write Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and some others write about the Sozman Kriya Shema, that as long as a person begins Kriya Shema within the Zman, even if he doesn't finish the lift, the Zman is over, that's considered reciting Kriya Shema within the correct Zman. And they bring a raya from Tosfos and Broches, that the Gemara says that Bilam was Yodea Das Elyon, He could figure out when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, so he wanted to curse Bnei Yisrael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get angry, and how long does the anger last of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A half a moment. It's less than a second. So Tosfos says, how much can he curse already? How much can you say in a half a second? So Tosfos says, as long as the curse begins within that second, the split second that the Baruch Shalom is angry, you can continue to curse later, it's going to take effect. So they want to bring a Rai from this Tosfos on the Agadita, that Hu Adonami, the Sozman Kriyashma, as long as it begins Kriyashma within this man, it's okay for later. So when the Talmidim showed this to Rav Soloveitchik, he just burst out into laughter. He didn't have to make any comment. He thought it was a big joke. The Gemara says in Brochas and Daf Chavol and Beis that that when Rav would daven Ma'ariv early on Friday evening after Plaga Mincha, he would daven Shemone Esrei. So we mentioned that there are two opinions. Did he say Kriya Shema also? Did he say Kriya Shema with the Brochas? So the first Tosfos in Brochas says yes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, not only can you recite Tfilas Arvis Shemone Esrei Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, you can recite Kriya Shema with the Brochas also, and that too is covered with the din of David Kemar Ravid, David Kemar Ravid. So the Rebbe Kiveger quoted Achrayin, raised an issue. What do you mean, David Kemar Ravid? That's a Sveika the Rabbana Lekula, Kriya Shema as the Raisa. Apparently Tosfos thinks that Kriya Shema as the Rabbana. But the Rosh comment, Barman Deinam, then forget what is the Raisa the Rabbana. Where do you find the Rabbi that disagrees with the Chachamim as far as the Zman of Kriya Shema? He only disagrees with the Zman of Davening Shemone Esrei of Ma'ariv. He never said a word about Kriya Shema. How did the Rabbin and Tam come up with this Einfeld? Bali Atosis came up with the Einfeld that according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only can you daven Shemone Esrei Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, you can recite Kriya Shema also. So the Rosh thinks that it's not so. You can say Shemone Esrei, but you can't say Kriya Shema with the Brachas, that you have to wait till later. So the Ramo quotes this, that there are those who are medactic, that when they're in a minyan, and the minyan is davening Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, they're davening Ma'ariv after the Shkiba, before Tzeisa Kachavim, that they'll only say the Shemone Esrei along with the Tzibur, the Atfila B'Tzibur, and they won't recite Kriya Shema with the Brachas because it is Rosh. Kriya Shema with the Brachas, even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, has to be later. So that's a machlokes. Now the Gemara says, according to Rav, that you're davening Ma'ariv on Friday afternoon early, after Plaga Mincha early, can you recite Kiddush also? The Gemara says, yes. Toshma, that Rav told the Shal Shabbos Barav Shabbos, and he said Kiddush over a cup of wine as well. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you say Kiddush, has to be Kiddush Mamakam Suda, that means he started the Suda. Can he even finish the Suda while the sun is still shining? So that's a machlekes, two opinions in the Tosfos on the first Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. Tosfos there assumes that the Korban Pesach and the Matzah and the Maror can only be eaten by Laila after Tzeis HaKochavim. And regarding Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontov in general, Tosfos has the two opinions. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, the Achrayim, Taz quotes, the Achrayim who recommend that even if you mekabel Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontov, and you can recite Kiddush, the Gemara says beferish, you can recite Kiddush. And if you can recite Kiddush, you need Kiddush Mokum Suda, so you're allowed to begin the Suda, but you should save a little challah for after Tzeis HaKochavim and to eat it later. Some places Tzeis HaKochavim is very, very late. Sometimes Tzeis HaKochavim is 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. Depends the closer you get to the North Pole. London is pretty late, Tzeis HaKochavim. Gateshead is even later, Tzeis HaKochavim. Very late at night. I was in Berlin a couple of years ago. Rabbi Sobolovsky went for a week, and then I went for a week. So the Tzeis HaKochavim is around 10:45 at night. So they daven Mincha early on Friday afternoon, and then they asked me to give a shiur for an hour. And then after the shiur for an hour, still the sun didn't set yet. And then they daven Ma'ariv before Shkia, and then they made Kiddush and they started eating. So we saved a little bit of challah till 10:45, and then we had that. That's a machlekes. How much challah do you need to be Yotze Suda Shabbos? Some say Kezayis, and some say Kibetza, and some say Yosem Kibetza. You have to save a little bit for later. Okay. Belena, tomorrow we're supposed to talk about the Sias Kapayim, the Duchanim.